Boom. This is the big one, Jerry. Smith Orogbo, defensive end, edge prospect out of A-Leaf Hastings High School, commits to the Longhorns earlier today, just moments ago. What a big-time prospect. Smith Orogbo, 6'4", 220 pounds out of A-Leaf Hastings. Jerry, you know there's certain recruits in a recruiting class that I kind of glom onto and think are special. This is one of them for me. As we watch his film, you can understand why I'm so high on him, you're so high on him, and why the Longhorns made him a priority. He commits to Texas today over scholarship offers from Texas Tech, Washington, Oklahoma. A number of different schools tried to get in on him, but the Longhorns prevail. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts of Smith Orogbo.
It's been an interesting progression for Smith, right? He was 6'4", 204, 303, 204 pounds at the beginning of his junior season, and he legitimately had 1.5 offers, right? One committable offer. Then he goes out, and I think you said the stats put up big numbers, and he becomes one of the most highly recruited edge prospects in the state of Texas and in the region. And what's so interesting about him is now he's 220 pounds. He's got the 80-inch wingspan. He's got the 10-inch hands. But it's an interesting dynamic in the recruitment because the family is academics only. They don't even care about football. Smith cares about football very much. So people had to recruit Smith, had to put that together. And I think Texas Jeff Banks did a great job of that. And what we see on the field and the field here, having seen him in person, the wingspan's real. Watching him work out a little bit, the explosiveness is real. I think what you love about Smith Orogbo, Bobby, is he's got some natural physicality and playing strength for an undersized guy whose quickness and explosiveness and twitch is actually his strength. He's not scared of the physicality part that comes sometimes. Guys that are just great edge rush prospects, they have to become more physical players. I think Smith Orogbo is a physical player that only needs to put 30 pounds on his frame.
I got to say this. So I grew up and covered Brian Arakpo in high school, Jerry. Yeah. His junior year, he was 6'2", 195 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Smith Orogbo being 6'3", 6'4", 202 pounds as a high school junior doesn't scare me in the least because he has the frame to add to it, and he's already adding to it as he goes right now. The thing that I look at here, long arms, extraordinarily quick for his size.
First, like, second, and third step, right? I mean, it's explosive.
Preternaturally, I mean, just predisposed to being a quick twitch athlete. He plays through contact. He's athletic, Jerry. When he changes direction, there's no gather step.
Right.
There's no gather step where, oh, wait, now I got to – it's just plant and go. For a big athlete, that is really rare. Closing speed with long arms, I think huge. And then the other thing I wrote, and that you'll see on some of this, he's got a motor. It's not a – this isn't a guy that's loafs. No. And so when you combine all of those guys, I mean, is he a Will Anderson type guy maybe or a Dallas Turner? A Brian Arakpo, even, you know, some people wanted to try to make him into Charles Omenihu. He's much more athletic and not quite as big as Omenihu, in my opinion. So it's a little bit different. Yeah. Omenihu's more of a down lineman defensive end, where I think Orogbo, in my opinion, is an edge.
Yes.
In a true sense, more of an Arakpo type. I really, really think this is a special player. Finished the season last year with 73 tackles. 17 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. All district selection. Look, when I go on and on about certain players, this is one of those players for me in this class, Jerry. And you know what? Frankly, the other edge that Texas gets, Lance Jackson, kind of fits in really well as a duo because Lance Jackson is that bonus-sized defensive end that we were just talking about. 270 pound, 6'5". This guy is more the edge rush guy, 6'4", 220, long and wiry, quick, athletic, can get after the passer. Look, after it feeling like a desert at edge for Texas over the last 5 years or so, I mean, they are coming into their own right now, and Texas is really recruiting the edge position at a high, high level. After getting Bozina Umeozulu and, of course, Colin Simmons last year.
I couldn't agree more. I think the guy's a big-time prospect. His ceiling is so high. If you just watch this, Bobby, he's not even close to maximizing that explosive ability. He stands straight up a number of times. He's still a young football player, just turned 17, okay, in May, early May. But also, this is his third year playing organized football. He's not a kid that grew up playing organized youth sports either. He played some backyard basketball with people in his neighborhood or where he lived, he told me. But this is his first organized sports type of extended period of time he's had. And so where is this guy going to be 2 years from now? The great thing about him is I think he can put on weight fast. Now, maybe not Zena fast, because Zena has a little bit longer frame. But I think he can put on weight fast. But I think after 1 year in a college program, he could be a scary rush prospect.
I really agree with you there. And the other thing I would say, he hits you and you go down. So even if he played last year at 202 or 205 or whatever he played at as a high school junior, he's hitting you and you're going down. It's not a he might go down type of situation. So you know he carries some natural attack ability there. And then the other thing I would say right there that you saw, he extends his arms into the offensive tackle and still keeps his eyes up. That is people don't realize how athletic that sometimes takes for someone to actually go into someone and then still keep their head up and going forward. It's just a different type of athleticism and ability.
Bobby, that's a great point, because when we would talk to Nathan O'Neill, feet, hips, and hands, trains a bunch of guys, pros for the draft, even with some of those really talented players, on contact, the natural instinct is to drop your eyes.
Yep.
And guys that don't drop their eyes naturally on contact, those guys are way ahead of the game in their development, because that's a bad habit that can take some time to get out of guys, and they can always revert back to it. But if you naturally keep your eyes up on contact, you are always going to know where the football is, and you're not going to be left in a situation where you're trying to recover and get back to the ball.
Jimmy Johnson used to say you play football with your feet and your eyes.
No doubt.
And then you work to be good with your physicality. And that's something that Smith Orogbo just brings. I mean, I think he's a terrific addition. Defensively now with Orogbo and Lance Jackson, you agree with me that those two fit together as a combo unit, as a defensive end group for the Longhorns in this class?
Oh, no doubt about it. I think they're both big-time prospects. And I think Lance Jackson, look, I mean, we compare these guys to names maybe from a physical standpoint. As an athlete, I mean, Julius Peppers, level size athlete, jumbo athlete, right, Bobby? I mean, that's just the reality. So we're not saying he's going to be Julius Peppers. We're not saying Smith Orogbo is going to be Brian Arakpo. But people always love to say, who does he remind you of? I'm talking physically. Lance Jackson's an elite, elite guy physically. He's going to be 6'6", 280, running 4'6", at the NFL Combine one day. So it's two different types of ends. Fit perfectly both in the SEC for me. One is that long arm edge rusher. You brought up some of those names. Lance Jackson, that big, powerful athlete that you can play on the strong side. You could even roll him in to a three tech when you go with what Rod likes to call a NASCAR package. So a lot of versatility with Lance Jackson. He's a guy that could end up being a five-star with a strong senior season.
You know what, Jerry? It's also another hit in Houston.
Yeah.
For Texas. I mean, we talked about this. Texans and Steve Sarkisian, they prioritized I-20 up in Dallas, and rightfully so, in my opinion, right? Because along that corridor, you have Duncanville, DeSoto, Cedar Hill, et cetera. That's where they had been prioritizing. This year, I really get the feeling that they went strong and made an absolute attempt to prioritize and get back in the city of Houston, which Texas A&M, under Jimbo Fisher, had kind of locked down. But I feel like with not only him, with Caleb Chester, maybe some other guys coming up here, Smith Orogbo, clearly in the Houston area, I think that's becoming a reprioritization for the Longhorns.
No, I think that Steve Sarkisian absolutely wanted to address that area, especially starting with that after the 2022 class where A&M essentially ran the table in the Houston area and Golden Triangle. I think that's become a position, area of emphasis. I think Blake Gideon's done really good work in the southwest part of Houston, that Missouri City, all the way down to Galveston's done some really good work there. I think Jeff Banks recruiting North Houston and into the A-Leaf schools, I think he's done a really good job there. Kenny and Baker.
Spring to Caney even too.
Spring to Caney, right. Jeff Banks areas, yep. And Kenny Baker's kind of taken over some of those areas in East Houston, what Bo Davis used to have. But again, more of the talent in the Houston area now is that spring area on 45 and then headed west towards Cypress and Katy and down in the Missouri City. That's where the majority of the talent is in the Houston area. And I do think you're seeing an increased emphasis by Steve Sarkisian and staff there.
I just think it's a big time commitment for the Longhorns. Really do. We're going to have Rod Babers here, former NFL player, former Longhorn cornerback, come in and give you his personal evaluation. And the only way Rod can do it, he's going to do that next year for us. But Jerry, for you and I, you have anything you want to add before we give way to Rod?
No, I mean, look, I think the dominoes are starting to fall for Texas on the defensive side of the ball. I think they have some really talented players committed on the defensive side, and I think they're going to add more to it as Texas takes this run at a fourth straight top five class.
I got you. All right, that's Jerry Hamilton on Texas football. I'm Bobby Burton. We're going to give way now to Rod Babers. But before we do so, I got one thing to say to you, young man. Smith Orogbo, hook him.
Hey, what's up, folks? Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers here to give you my personal evaluation of the edge prospect, 6'4", 220 Smith Orogbo out of A-Leaf. Powerful and quick first step. First thing I wrote down in my notes, powerful and quick first step off the ball allows him to reset the line of scrimmage often. And this is a guy, I love the ability he has to get skinny. What I mean by get skinny, when a guy with that kind of frame and that profile can just slash through creases, and just penetrate gaps the way he does with ease. It just shows you he has great body control for a big man, a guy his size. I also wrote down impressive. It's really impressive how he redistributes his weight as a pass rusher when engaging with offensive linemen. So essentially, it allows him to change direction for a guy his size really well. And you can even see it. So that's a suddenness when he redirects that you can notice that pops on film. Eyes are up when he makes contact with the offensive lineman. I love that. That's something you usually got to teach young defensive linemen. Hey, man, keep your eyes up when you make contact so you can see the ball carrier, so you can acquire the target. He does that naturally, and that means that he doesn't shy away from the physicality. He has adequate upper body strength, so there are times where he can control, manipulate the blocker, or even times he just manhandles the damn blocker, and you can see him do that a few times too. So I like that about his game. He can easily bulk up. I mean, he's 220 now. You can see him does have kind of a slender, long frame. He probably can add 20 pounds and still keep the speed, still keep the explosion, and allow him to play some multiple shades. You put 25 pounds on, you put 30 pounds on, this guy that may be able to play multiple shades up for you on the front line, and that may be something that adds versatility. But love that he, you know, this is a guy that makes plays with elite traits, of course, that we just talked about. He's got good hip bend and hip flexibility. I love the fact this powerful, quick first step. So he's got the BGO you want, but he also makes plays with his motor. And you want to look for that. When you're looking at a prospect, a top prospect, yeah, they're going to make plays through athleticism. They're going to be able to get off the ball quickly, slip blocks, and that's what you expect. But you also expect somebody to go out there and make plays with their motor with just sheer tenacity, and he does that. He does that. You see that a lot with him. And I actually think he may be as good of a run stopper as he's a pass rusher. You go watch him as a run stuffer. He's really impressive how he disengages, gets off the block, and there you can see the hip bend right there. I mean, he's able to get to bend that hip and get around that corner really well. And for defensive ends, that's usually something you look for. Does he have that hip flexibility, that hip bend? Young man certainly got that. So he also has a knack to navigate his way through traffic really well. And, you know, sift through the trash really well as a defensive end. You can see him work his way down the line. He doesn't really get fooled a lot by the backfield action or get fooled by deception. When he keeps his eyes up, he acquires the target really well. And you can see the change direction there. I mean, and this is a guy that you can see once he puts his foot in the ground, the way he redistributes his weight is really, really impressive. I brought that up earlier. So there's a lot to like about his game. Powerful, quick first step. I think you want to be critical of him. You could say that he can be more active with his hands. Maybe you want to see him be more active with his hands. I think pad level is something that he's got to work on, but that's something a lot of young players have to work on. I think that's why when he's in a two-point stance, it's rare. And you'll see him in a two-point stance easier for the offensive lineman to block him and have a two-point stance because of his high pad level. So I think when he is down the three-point stance, it naturally controls the pad level a little bit better for him. But other than that, I think there's a ton of upside here with this young man. Like I said, I think adding weight for him makes him kind of a developmental project, but there's no doubt the raw material is just eye-popping for Smith Orogbo. So really like what I saw from the young man. That's my personal evaluation from the edge prospect out of A-Leaf, 6'4", 220, Smith Orogbo.